There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are now listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We're happy to have all you guys on board. Please come check out our website, www.kereport.com. Bunch of daily editorials, market commentary. We think you guys will like it, and please weigh in on our forum. Right now, Al and myself are chatting with Mr. Byron King. Byron, as you heard, we do have a new station, a couple new stations on board. Can you quickly just give them a rundown of what you do and why we love having you on the show so much?
Well, hello. Thanks. It's great to be with you. Yes, I'm Byron King. I write newsletters covering the energy space, the mining and material space, and parts of high technology for a group called Agora Financial. It's agorafinancial.com, and you would look for outstanding investments, or I have a military technology alert. Those are my newsletters. You know, agorafinancial.com. Go there. It's got my bio. It's got everything. I'm a geologist, you know, chemistry, served in the Navy, did a bunch of stuff. But anyhow, I write about it all the time. And I have a great time doing it, and I think I bring a lot of value to the readers. And I appreciate being on your show because, you know, as I think we've learned, between you asking questions and discussion, we bring value to the listeners. So that's who I am. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely, Byron, and we really appreciate you taking time to join us. I want to start off with the first industry that you said you covered, and that's energy. We have seen the oil price drop quite significantly, now trading in the $50 and change range. I believe when we are recording this, oil is trading right around $58. Major drop from the times when we were seeing $100 per barrel, that's for crude. And there were a lot of rumors when we were going through this drop in crude prices that the U.S. fracking industry would be hit very hard. People were saying that they're in very much debt. They won't be able to service this debt with a lower oil price. That just isn't the case right now, though, is it? There are still some very solid companies out there that are proving fracking does not have to be as expensive as some of the pundits would say.
You are exactly right. That is exactly right up my alley, what I cover as well in the energy space in my newsletters. Yes, the price has dropped. The rig count, the number of drilling rigs, has dropped precipitously. I mean, it's dropped in half in about 6 months. But in terms of the number of wells being drilled, that number has not declined all that much because even though there are fewer rigs, people have figured out in a real New York minute hurry how to use them more efficiently. I mean, we're still drilling actually more feet of well, you know, in terms of how many feet are you drilling, total feet. We're drilling more well than we were with twice as many rigs. And the amount of oil that's coming out has not just not declined. I mean, it's barely after 6-7 months started to peak out a little bit. Some areas are actually increasing production, and you see it in the price of oil. I mean, the price, the idea behind this Saudi move that we're not going to cut our production, we're just going to keep our production up, let the price drop, and this idea that we're going to somehow kill this North American fracking industry. There are a few companies, yes, that were over leveraged. They had bad assets. They didn't know what they were doing. Too much debt, whatever. Those companies are, you know, they're moving off the stage. But there are many, many other wonderful companies out there, excellent North American and Canadian drilling companies that have figured it out in a real hurry how to survive. So the answer to the question or the point to make is that despite the drop in oil prices, we are finding immense numbers of better ways to drill these wells, and don't be surprised if the volumes coming out of North America hold up pretty firmly, even in the face of these low prices, we're going to see a lot of oil yet to come, even at this price level. And a lot of companies are still making money on every barrel they produce, just not as much. I mean, sure, you'd rather have $100 a barrel than, you know, 58 or 60 or whatever they're getting. But you know, you'd rather have that extra money. But there are companies that they can not only keep the lights on, they're profitable. They can pay the shareholders.
I've got a question for you, Byron. You know, I'm a real believer in diversification, and right now, certainly, we can chat about this in another segment if you'd like, but certainly the precious metal sector right now is really suffering from is really pretty much identified by a total lack of interest. Not much at all going on in terms of gold mining companies or silver mining companies. I happen to still like natural resources as the anchor for our portfolio. Tell me why I should take a real hard look at the energy sector right now, keeping in mind one thing, and that is the energy sector isn't exactly the favorite of the government, for lack of better terms. I mean, we've got a lot of negative regulations being thrown at the energy sector. Why should I invest in it?
Well, part of it is that in the world of investing, you want to be an intelligent contrarian. I mean, you don't want to go against the market just for the sake of going against the market, but you do certainly want to avoid, you know, the overbought, fully priced, foam on the top of the beer kind of, market that you see in many, many other sectors of the stock market. And you want to go for something that has been sold down, like energy and oil services, or, as you mentioned, in precious metals, that is in an absolute capitulation phase. I mean, people hate precious metals. They hate miners and mining. They hate, you know, those Toronto TSX companies. I mean, they can't stand them. Well, yeah, and that's the time you should be going in there and selectively finding the best of the these companies that, you know, they've got management, they've got assets, they've got money. Some of them are, you know, I mean, in the junior space, you're looking for companies that are either near production or at production cash flow. You are able to buy these guys at a steal so that when something happens to turn that market around, the precious metal market turns around, for example, you know, there's a lot of upside left to go. Or in the energy sector. I mean, I actually think we've seen a bottom in the North American energy sector probably around March, early April. A lot of those fracking type companies got sold down pretty hard, and they're starting to make a recovery now. I mean, yeah, doesn't mean that they couldn't go back down again if something bad happens. But I mean, you're looking at some relative bargains in the energy space, both in the primary upstream producers and certainly in the midstream gathering and pipelining guys, and in the oil service guys. You know, so the loggers and the cementers and the sand suppliers and all that. You know, as when we were talking earlier about, many wells being drilled, you know, just more efficiently. I mean, instead of, say, 1 million pounds of sand going down a well that's being fracked to hold all those little bitty cracks open, they're putting 6 and 7 and 8 million pounds of sand down the wells to keep the cracks open. You know, so I mean, if you're the sand supplier, I mean, the sand guys, you know, you sand, how boring is that? Yeah, but boy, those guys were on a tear about 2-3 years ago. They've got completely, totally crushed in the last year. When the market recovers, when the price of oil recovers, the sand men are gonna do just fine. So, you're buying these guys at a real discount right now. So yes, there are bargains out there to be had in the resource sector.
Well, Byron, I think that it is important when you do take that kind of outlook and that investing mentality that it doesn't necessarily turn around the very next day, but you might need to sit in these stocks for a couple months, even maybe half of a year. But when you see the value that you are getting further down the road, that's what really makes it worthwhile to be in these sectors. And I think next segment we should get into maybe even a couple companies that are on your radar, not necessarily investment advice, but just ones that people can look at and see the management is making the progress towards building a sustainable company at the current prices. So then when prices do rise, you have the ability to not only see gains in the overall sector, but see gains in your individual stocks that you pick. And really, in these market times, I think the cream does rise to the top simply because companies that are doing it right aren't getting hit the same way that a lot of the other sector companies are. And that, in my eyes, is where the real opportunity lends itself. Byron, stick around. Everybody else, stick around. We're going to be right back and continue down this path.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Your week weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, continuing our discussion with Byron King right now. You know, Byron, as this is a site where we focus pretty much on resource-based companies because we think that's where there are some tremendous opportunities. The reason that we think there are some tremendous opportunities out there is because natural resources are, in my mind anyway, and this sounds a little simplistic, but the, you know, they are akin to circulatory system in a person's body. I mean, without natural resources, this country and this society in general, the society of the world, is not going to go anywhere. I want to ask one question to you first of all. I want to get back a little bit to the energy sector, and that is the energy sector isn't really getting a lot of help right now from the U.S. government. Any comments on that?
Well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, it's a very it's a very put-upon industry in the sense that it's politically unpopular with an entire thought process within the culture. I mean, there are people who, you know, for one of them, let's say that they like oil companies. There are people who hate oil companies. You know, we get into issues like, you know, the carbon debate, how much carbon can we put into the air, those kind of things. I mean, that's way over and above, you know, maybe where we are in, on this, you know, discussion. But for example, I was in Colorado a couple of weeks ago. I was up north of Denver, and I was visiting with Noble Energy, a big independent oil company, and they are a very serious player in one of the great new shale deposits of that region called the Niobrara Shale. And they're drilling these wells down about 6,000 feet below surface and then, you know, 5 and 8 and 10,000 feet laterally into this Niobrara Shale. And they're making great, great wells. And they're bringing oil and gas and oil and natural gas liquids and such up to the surface. And, you know, they are a very well-run company, very, very economic, very efficient. They are definitely surviving at current price levels. I mean, in terms of what it costs them to drill, how much they're finding, what the lifting costs are. I mean, they're making money, okay? So I'm out at this one site, this gathering site, where they have about 25 different wells with pipelines all coming to this one point where they gather it all together so they can put it into a bigger pipeline and send it down the road. And I'm looking around all this mechanical equipment, all these pumps and valves and all this stuff. And I look over and I see all these solar panels over there. And I'm talking to the engineer, and I said, "Oh, hey, you got solar panels?" I said, "Yeah, we're solar powered." And I said, "Oh, good. How much of your energy comes from solar?" And he says, "All of it." And I said, "Oh, yeah. I mean, like that's today, but I mean, like at night, all of it." I said, "Well, how do you store the energy? We have batteries. Huh? So you power up during the day, and you run this entire pumping, lifting, oil movement operation off solar power." "Yeah." And I said, "But of course you're hooked up to the grid as a backup, right?" And he says, "No, we're not." And I'm looking around, and what do you know? There's no power line to this site. It's just out in the middle of a wheat field someplace. It's completely isolated, completely off the grid. They are running this production operation entirely solar powered. And I said, that's amazing. He said, "We're doing everything we can to drive cost out of the equation. And meanwhile, since we're not on the grid, since we're not burning oil or gas here to power pumps and machinery or anything, you know, our air emissions are zero." And the Colorado air emissions people, they love that, you know, so we're north of Denver. Now Denver, if you haven't been there lately, is like the city that ate the Rocky Mountains, you know, I mean, roads and cars and trucks and everything everywhere, you know, just air pollution all over the place coming out of these car tailpipes. You know, the clean air guys in Colorado, they focus on the oil industry, so they, here they are, they're going solar powered. So again, it's this creativity within the energy industry applying this level of technology to lift their oil, move their oil, and not burn a single molecule of hydrocarbon in the process. You know, the first time that oil converts into CO2 is when you burn it in your car.
Byron, almost continuing down this same line, there is this potential, and we have seen some mining and exploration companies even gain access and make different locations more attractive because of the ability to kind of diversify their mostly power sources, because power and energy is such an input to a lot of these projects that as these companies almost bring their operations up to the current day and the technology that we have available to us, we're seeing efficiencies that people did not think. And it's the same argument that I have with the mining industry too, is that these companies are able to lower their costs. Things got completely out of hand about 5 years ago. They were putting really anything that they could dig up into production, and now these companies are realizing that It's all about getting costs under control and running the company like a true company should be run, and that is taking advantage of their efficiencies and utilizing some of the most valuable resources that they have available to them.
Exactly. I mean, the business school term for that is capital discipline, in the sense that you know where every penny of every dollar is going, and in terms of your cost structure and in your investment structure, and you know of every unit of whatever it is that you produce, you know where every penny is inside of that production. Earlier we were talking about gold and, you know, gold and silver and such. I mean, for several years, too many years actually, the gold mining, silver mining sector, all they wanted to do was add ounces of reserves and, you know, produce as many ounces as possible no matter what. And they let their cost structure get out of control. They forgot how to spend money wisely. And then even though the price of gold went from, you know, $300 an ounce to $500, $700, $1,000, I mean, it was up at $1,900. A lot of these companies were still very, very marginally profitable, if they were profitable at all. And, you know, and then the last 2 or 3 years of this mining recession that we've been in, or mining depression in some, you know, sectors and some parts of the sector. I mean, we've really seen these clean outs going on, you know, where we're getting rid of these marginal assets, laying off entire, you know, office buildings full of people, you know, just kind of showing them the door, and the mining industry is having to rediscover this sort of capital discipline. I think it's fair to say that the oil industry has long had a much higher level of capital discipline, which is why it just in the last 6 or 7 months, you know, when the price of oil drops from, you know, $100 a barrel to, you know, $50 a barrel, whatever, it's why so much within the industry reacted so quickly and so efficiently to lower the cost structure, just drive those costs out of the equation. You can say, well, why didn't they do it before? Well, they didn't do it before because, in a metaphorical way, nobody was holding a gun to their head. But when you drop the price of oil 50%, that's kind of like holding the gun to somebody's head.
And pulling the trigger.
Exactly, yeah.
Do all of us a favor, particularly our new listeners, if you would, tell them about your newsletters.
Well, I've got a resource-oriented newsletter called Outstanding Investments. It's through Agora Financial. Go to the website, A-G-O-R-A, agorafinancial.com, and you start clicking. You'll find my name. You'll find my newsletter. We didn't even talk about my military technology newsletter. I kind of got into that just through all the interesting technology I was finding in the energy sector and the materials sector as well. But I have a military technology newsletter as well where we talk about, you know, what's going on in the world of you know, big defense, big investments, you know, electronic warfare, cyber warfare, you know, submarines, advanced aircraft, things like that. But it's all through agorafinancial.com. And so if any of you listeners out there are interested, please feel free to look it up and, you know, get it in there and let us hear from you.
Okay, there you have it from Byron Kinkler. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting with Chris Temple right now. Chris, I got to tell you, is a he's a guy who's been in the industry for a long time. For those of you new listeners who haven't heard an introduction to Chris yet, Chris has got a newsletter. It's called The National Investor. He's been doing it for a very long period of time. Chris has been very active politically for a very long period of time. Just an all-in-all well-rounded guy who's very well-informed. We're going to start out talking a little bit about a summary in terms of how the Greek environment has changed over the past few years. We're in a situation right now where Greece borrowed a whole bunch of money, obviously putting it very bluntly, simplistically. They borrowed a whole bunch of money to keep the country afloat, and an interest payment was due on June 30th, last Tuesday. That interest payment was not made. That payment, I should say, was not made, and a referendum has been called for by the Greek government to let the Greek people decide themselves how they feel the country should proceed, and we'll find out tomorrow how that whole thing shakes out. Chris, your comments, bud.
Well, you kind of encapsulated it. We're in a no man's land right now. There's still some people in Greece, as we're recording this, that aren't entirely sure what it is they're voting on. But generally speaking, however the specific language and poll question comes out for the referendum, basically it's a decision on the part of Greece whether they are going to continue to stay within the Eurozone or not. And there's way too many scenarios and possibilities to waste our time talking about that now. We unfortunately have to wait for the most part until after the fact. But as we're recording this, the yes versus no vote is kind of neck and neck as according to the opinion polls. And so we'll know after Sunday what's going to happen, and therefore how it will or will not impact various asset classes and markets.
Well, and Chris, I do like to look forward to what might happen. I know that a lot of it is speculation, but I still think that there are a couple definites on the table, one being that Greece really can't pay their debts, and whether the vote is, well, no matter what it's on, but whether the Greeks decide to try to stay within the euro or if they go down that total road of default, people do need to allocate their money and their portfolios to, I think, kind of a defensive strategy right now, but be ready to get that money working for them sooner rather than later. What are some aspects that you're looking at for your portfolio and that you're telling your subscribers?
Well, first of all, Corey, we have interest rates at kind of a precarious place. I've told my members repeatedly that the 2.4% level on the 10-year note, which is the most closely watched of the Treasury paper, has been key. We were above that for a brief time again when the fears were more palpable that the Fed was going to raise interest rates sooner rather than later. And interestingly, that was despite what was going on in Greece. Then at the end of the week, on Thursday, the end of our trading week at least, we saw that yield get just back a little bit below 2.4% after the employment report for June came out, and it argued more against the Fed raising rates sooner rather than later. The trouble is that the outcome from the Greek referendum is definitely going to have an impact on long-term rates, and likewise on the dollar. And then from the dollar, you've got to look at what is going to happen to commodities and to the stock market generally. If the Greeks vote yes, what will be interesting and a little bit counterintuitive is that that might not do the stock market a whole lot of good, because interest rates would probably pop up. The net result should be good, even if rates pop up, because the dollar might weaken, the euro would strengthen, and that would be supportive for U.S. equities. If the Greeks vote no and want to leave, we could see the euro get hit. We could see a big flight to safety and an extension of this recent Treasury rally. But I'm not advocating any big moves one way or the other on interest rates, or much of anything for that matter right now. There's individual sectors, some individual companies and stories that I like. But generally speaking, I've been a big advocate of cash, and we'll see if that continues come the first of the week when we see what shakes out in Greece. And we also have to see how the Chinese stock market is going to fare, if it's going to stabilize after its huge run and recent collapse, or if it's going to keep going down, because that could destabilize markets and keep us on the sidelines for a while.
You know, Chris, I guess one question I would ask you in terms of investing and in terms of sectors to look at right now. We just did an interview with Byron King. Byron is, you probably know him, he's a pretty knowledgeable guy, has two or three newsletters. Byron is pretty optimistic right now, assuming the situations that you get into make fundamental sense. He's getting pretty optimistic about the energy sector. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've said myself for a while, too, Al, that I think that a very attractive buying opportunity is coming sooner rather than later. The problem is, in the near term, and we saw this again this last week, when oil got shellacked, largely because of the dollar bouncing and, you know, rebounding a little bit. Oil is still very closely tied inversely to the U.S. dollar. And were we to get bad news in the near term out of either Greece or China or both, that will cause the dollar to go up and oil will still be vulnerable to the downside. I think that most of the damage is done. I don't believe that if we see the U.S. dollar index head back to 100 and conversely oil and everything else start to get hit, I think that would seal the fate of any rate hikes this year. We won't have them, because the Fed has made very clear that they are watching, among other things, the level of the dollar, and they will not tolerate the dollar to break out to a new high if they can possibly avert that. So there is some near-term danger still for oil. I love the nuclear sector. I love the solar stocks, though some are overpriced. Long term, I think natural gas is getting to be a little bit more interesting again, though it has its own oversupply problems like oil does. But, you know, there's a very small number of individual names already among my recommendations. I've got a bunch of them on the shelf, but I'm just not ready to tell people to pull the trigger yet. There's too much that can still go wrong in the near term.
Chris, of any of the stock markets, whether we talk about Asian stock markets, specifically China, European stock markets, or U.S. stock markets, in general, which do you think is still the strongest?
Well, the strongest, relatively speaking, of all of the world stock markets is still the U.S. It's not been the best performer in 2015 compared to some other ones, but especially if we have any trouble in the world, money will flow into U.S. stocks and into U.S. assets. So I tend to lean toward that. I like, because of some individual names, I like the Canadian market, although parts of Canada now, because of the oil decline, are slipping into recession. It's going to cause the Bank of Canada to start easing monetary policy further. But as far as all of that goes, I continue to believe, as we've talked on and off recently, that the country most to watch for the balance of the year is going to be China. China will have no choice but to continue to ease policy, continue to lower its benchmark rate, possibly, as I said in one of our editorials this past week, Corey, they'll end up with Japan and Europe and the Fed all very close to zero. And then it'll be really fun to see how markets react when everybody's at zero and you still can't get any traction with economic growth in the world.
You know, rather than talk about economic growth, this is kind of getting to be a dead subject on this particular show, because we talk about it all the time. You know, economic growth is, you don't really know, because of the way the numbers are skewed today, you don't really know if the numbers are getting bigger or getting smaller. And that's what's really sad. And that's why we hope we can add some value to your folks when we try to bring out sectors that all of us as a group feel make a lot of sense. And Chris, I got to tell you, nobody's a better stock picker than you, man.
Well, thank you. I do my best. I don't get them all right, but I try and get most of them right. And that's all any of us can strive for.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. And it has been a good one, I have to say. We certainly appreciate all of your comments on improvements to the forum. Our blog is doing really, really well. We had over 500 of you folks weigh in last weekend. And I want to say that your comments are taken very seriously, as I'm sure you've noticed by now. Having said that, Corey and I are chatting right now with Chuck Pravini, the president of NatCore Technologies, and also Brian London, the chairman of NatCore Technologies. We're going to talk about NatCore, but initially we want to take a couple of minutes here. I want to chat about overall market conditions. Brian, I was watching an interesting segment on Kitco this morning where Daniela was interviewing a gentleman for RBC, and he was answering the question, why is the situation in Greece not having more of a positive impact on gold? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's already been discounted. I mean, everyone knew that this was going to happen in Greece for literally, you know, the last couple of years. And, you know, they're talking about the exchange controls in Greece and Greece citizens not being able to take out their money and ATMs, et cetera. But they should have had their euros stuffed under their mattresses for a couple of years now. So it's all been kind of discounted by the markets. What I think is the bigger issue is that you have Greece defaulting because they've overspent and have such huge debts. You have the same thing going on in Puerto Rico, and what we have now, I think, are just a couple of the first dominoes that could be falling. The biggest domino, of course, is the U.S., and that's way down the line. But we have to watch this closely and see how nations and how the world economy is going to handle these huge debts all of a sudden becoming unpayable. For millennia, it's been through devaluation, and of course, this is the route that Greece will eventually take if it exits the euro or whenever it exits the euro. The reason why it will do so is so it can devalue its currency and therefore make those debts much cheaper. That's what's going to happen everywhere in the world with these huge debts that have been run up over the preceding decades.
Brian, I completely agree with your comments there, and essentially the fact that this whole Greece situation definitely did not come out of the blue, so I don't think people should be all that surprised about what's happening there, and they should have been somewhat protected. That being said, I guess human nature just says that people maybe deny it until the very end, unfortunately. I want to switch topics here a little bit, guys, and bring Chuck Provini in here, CEO of NatCor. NatCor is a sponsor on our website. Chuck, I wanted to get an update with you on what's happening with the HIT cells that NatCor has been developing. Maybe give us a little rundown for some of our new stations that don't know about NatCor, and then get into the HIT cells, please.
Well, NatCor is a very high-end research and development company that is focusing on solar. And our emphasis is to make solar work. And the only way that happens is by things like cutting the cost in half and doubling efficiencies. And we think we have the technologies to do both. The HIT cell that you talk about is a heterojunction cell that was developed several years ago and holds the world's record for efficiencies, a little over 25%. And what we've been doing is developing alternative ways to make that HIT cell so it's able to be affordable, because right now it's too expensive, too complicated to make, and it's really something that a couple of manufacturers just, you know, put in their, you know, in their website, because it doesn't really do anything. In fact, some of the big manufacturers are getting out of it because it's too expensive. We're developing ways to make this HIT cell to achieve those efficiencies at some point, but to perform and manufacture it where it's going to be the same or less cost than traditional cells that are somewhere around 17% or so right now.
Now, in terms of the major difference that this is going to make to the solar industry, keeping it, Chuck, if you would, as simplistically as possible, what are the advantages that NatCor offers?
Well, we're making a HIT cell, doing a heterojunction cell, is a very complicated process. It's putting different layers of insulators and dopants and things like that, and each one of those layers, each one of those processes are very expensive and complicated. What we're doing, though, is we're eliminating the complication of those, of adapting that with using lasers by not having to. I got to be careful what we say because we're some of the stuff is still being protected. But one of the things that we're doing is using lasers to put contacts on the back of the solar cells. So in essence, everything we're doing is one, driven so it's going to be on the manufacturing floor, and two, it's creating a very low cost ability to make a HIT cell which has the highest efficiencies that exist in the industry.
Now, Brian, I want to bring you back in here because you are the chairman and director of NatCor. We had a couple questions from some of our listeners. One I want to quickly touch on here, and it dealt with the current relationship with the European company that NatCor is working with. We've chatted about this relationship and agreement that you have. Can you update us on the progress of this agreement, and then also if NatCor still has the ability to work with a number of other companies if they tend to have an interest in the technology?
Absolutely. First off, we do have the ability to work with a number of other companies, and we're always looking for the best of breed, as it were, and companies that other companies that we can work with. The key with Eurotron, which is a company we have a current working agreement with, a research agreement with, is that they have a very innovative way of housing solar cells in a solar panel. They specialize in working with back contact solar cells, and these are cells where, as the name implies, all the contacts on the back, so you don't have those grid lines on the front of the cell. Those grid lines actually rob about 4 to 6% of the surface area of a cell. So by moving those grid lines to the back of a cell, you gain 4 to 6% of surface area right off the bat, which is huge in the solar world. But there are other advantages that these cells offer as well, better or less resistance, more current, etc. And they simply fit onto a back plane that Eurotron has developed that contacts the cell. What they're able to do is put these into a panel. You know, a solar panel is made up of a number of smaller cells that are joined and wired together. They greatly simplify the process in that all they have to do is fit against this back plane of copper or aluminum that contacts each cell. and each cell fits very snugly against each other, so there's no shadowing of any of the surface area. That's an oversimplified way of explaining what they do, but the end result is they don't have much at all, if any, power loss from the cell to the overall module. And that's huge. In this industry, about 6 to 10% of the power from a solar cell is lost in simply making that transition from the cell to the overall module. And Neurotron's been very innovative in developing this process that completely eliminates any of that cell to module loss. So we're very excited about working with them, but we're not constrained in any way with working with any other groups. If there's anybody that we see that can actually do a better job for us.
Tell us real quick about your team.
We've assembled a group of people that are literally the best known and world-renowned people in the solar industry, not just in the R&D and the science area, but in the manufacturing area. We just announced today that Charlie Gay, who is the head of Applied Materials and head of NREL for many years, has joined our advisory board, along with Dave Carlson, who is the with BP Solar, and of course our own Dennis Flood. And the importance of this is we're bringing on people right now, especially with Charlie Gay, that know the manufacturing function. We're about ready to make that transition from the laboratory, you know, to the manufacturer, and he's going to help us along with Dave Carlson to open up the doors of the people who right now have an absolute urgent need to improve the efficiencies of their solar cells, because if they don't, they're going to lose market shares and they're going out of business. There's more and more manufacturers chasing fewer and fewer opportunities for solar. Charlie Gay is going to be a big add-on and help for us, and I think that's going to just make our path to commercialization and revenue shorter than it even was.
In full disclosure, Al and myself are shareholders of NatCore, also a sponsor on our website. Go check out www.kereport.com. Click on their banner. Hope everyone enjoyed this week's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.